Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Technology. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Today is usually a day I always look forward to in the year because it's a day of service. So my son and I normally work with the veteran down in D.C., at the hospital where we go and serve or do whatever the organization that we work with would do things for them. And some of my colleagues usually go down to the homeless shelter or the woman abuse or shelter women organization. Different people in my group do different things. But however, this year, because of the pandemic, it looks different. I would love to have done some research to see how people were being served this day during the pandemic, because I want to say I didn't think about it because I got very busy, and because of the quarantine and all the things that's going on in Washington, D.C. currently with the political climate, I didn't really want to go out and put myself in any situation where I had to be concerned for my son and myself and the people around. It wasn't because I had a fear, just being cautious. Because, you know, you gotta go sometimes with what's going on around your neighborhood, around your community, and to be able to be safe and allow yourself to do things as you serve. So if anybody would love to share, how did you serve in the pandemic, or were you able to serve of this day and age to see what's going on? You know how to do it. So it's so many things change because of the pandemic that we're forced to go inward, you know, to take care of our neighbor and take care of ourselves and take care of our family. Because as a teacher right now, I am concerned about my colleague. There are so many educators that are getting hurt, that are dying in this pandemic, and it's not been reported because I know why. They don't want to alarm the community, you know, because they want kids to go back to school, you know. On one hand, I understand that, but another, our lives and the educators, they count too. You know, we have to get out in the mindset that we're going to allow the media or allow social platform to let us know whose life matter. If there's a group of people that are essential to society, educators are essential workers in society, and they are getting hurt, we cannot dismiss it because of economic desires, because they provide services to parents that need to go to work. But their life matter. We are parents. We have people that care about us. We have children. We have husbands. We have friends. We have mothers. We have fathers that are going to be concerned, that are going to be left behind if something happened to us. So that's why I'm using the day of service to bring that up to me. It's like, offer the information in a way where it is shared, but not necessarily in a point where it's scary. I don't know exactly if that's even possible to do in terms of the media, but some of that stuff need to share. Those are real news, you know, because it's the real things that are happening. It may not happen in every district. It may not be popular nationally, but it is a issue that warrants some attention. You know, educators are passing away, and the students are feeling more loss. Imagine you saw your teachers today and they didn't show up, something passed, they passed, and then now you have a sub who now have to relearn. You know, imagine you cannot have the young people go through the trauma. It's not about just pandemic. You cannot say on one hand teachers are important to the students, and then you're going to send the educators in a harm's way in the past, and you think that's not going to have an effect on the students. Like, we go together. Students and teachers are hand in hand. When their teachers are not right, sometimes the students are not right, and vice versa. So we are all valuable. So on today of MLK, when this man fought hard and talked about how education is the key to changing the landscape of society, to move away from racism, sexism, religious, all the ism there is, you know, this is a perfect time to start moving the needle away from these things. When is going to be the time? If it's not now, it's the pandemic, didn't let a fire under education, then lit the fire under society to see the importance of teachers, what else is going to be? Because I can't find it. So today on my day in service, I am pleading to everyone around me to value an educator, to say thank you to an educator, to share the importance of that it's necessary for educator to be well in order to provide a good service to you and your child, because we are that important. So happy MLK. You know, educators, you are strong. We are thrown in the middle of the ocean to swim with the shark, but we are swimming with the shark. I heard different people say you're building an airplane when, you know, and we're flying it. Others say we're building a boat while we riding it. So no matter what's going on, we are thrown in it, but we are still being good. Because the educators are stepping up, society, you need to step up. You need to step up and find ways to support and work alongside the educators, not trying to step on top of them, undermine them, you know, in many ways. And thank you for those of you parents and those community leaders that are pouring in love into us. But we just need to be a national movement. And educators, your platform is your classroom, I meant to say, is your social justice platform. Use it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to. Hopefully, what I share with you today will not only resonate with you, but also will help you on this journey as we share these strategies to help others escape their unnecessary agony. And if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know will need it. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I hope I can help you even further by sharing with you how to build our tribe of educators, and even sub-tribe that is built to last. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then be sure to look out for an opportunity to get a free PDF of tech integration do's and don'ts, which will be announced in one of our episodes. I want to help you apply these three secrets of technology integration to step into your role as a leader to help me end the endless suffering of classroom educators not feeling comfortable with technology or feeling overwhelmed and lost. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you in the trenches, my friend.